to give up its God-deeded land and to sacrifice it on the altar of world peace and on the altar of his advancement. Then from Haaretz.com, which is a liberal Jewish newspaper in Israel, U.S. to Abbas, direct talks before Mideast peace plan unveiled. Palestinian chief negotiator Saeb Erekat said last Saturday after a meeting in Ramallah between Abbas and the U.S. Representative Mitchell that the discussions would be held over the 4 months allotted to address final status issues. The issues of Jerusalem and the settlements are part of the 1967 borders, so they will be discussed and negotiated, Erekat said. Well, how does he know that? Because the Obama administration told him so. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the decision to resume peace talks, urging that they be held unconditionally and lead swiftly to direct negotiations between the two sides. But he's already indicated he's not going to give up Jerusalem. Well, that brings us to this report. Israel's secretive nuclear activities may undergo unprecedented scrutiny next month with a key meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency. The first time that the agency's decision-making body is being asked to deal with the issue in its 52 years of existence. Why now, my friends? Why now? Because the entire world is coming against Israel and intends to do what it can to force Israel to submit to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, to give up their right to defend themselves if they do have nuclear weapons, and to submit themselves to the loving care and trust of the Obama administration, the UN, the EU, and Russia. Now, I want to ask you a question. How trustworthy do you think those bodies, entities, and nations are with regard to Israel's best interests? They're not interested in Israel's best interests. They're interested in their own best interests and in the new global government that they seek to put together to put the kibosh on everything Jewish. Remember, the scriptures make it very plain that in the end of the age, there will be two major elements of persecution that are going to arise in our world. The first will be against the Jews. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble. It is a time, Jesus said, of unprecedented trouble. Daniel talked about it. It is going to be a time of such great tribulation that the world will have never experienced such a time. Christians also, true followers of Jesus Christ, are also going to experience the same kind of trouble. Massive persecution by this new global entity, this new global force, the Union of the Nations coming against Israel to judge Israel even as God judges them. You can see the picture coming into its fullness now. This is the reason why daily here on this program you hear the refrain of that song, "People Get Ready." Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be coming home. People get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be coming home. People get ready. Now, before the first coming of Christ, God raised up a voice in the form of John the Baptist to call the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children of the fathers, to preach repentance and the coming of the kingdom of God. The scripture says that before the second coming of Christ, God will again raise up the voice of Elijah to call the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers, and to call the people to repentance to prepare the way of the Lord. And that's what we're doing here on Viewpoint every single day. And we use the issues of our time to paint the picture, to put the framework around life and eternity and the issues of our time to draw us into the very focus that God is trying to bring to His people in great mercy and grace. His grace is sufficient for you, my friend, to help you to make the choices that you need to make, to humble yourself and to repent, to come clean before God in every area of your life. We should be crying out to Him. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Let him return unto the Lord. Let him return unto the Lord. For He will abundantly pardon. Now, I want to urge you to get a copy of The Return. Brand new, hot off the press. The Return. Your gift of $12 or more to Save America Ministries will put this heart-touching, rending book in your hands. Life-changing. The Return. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. The Return. An end-time epistle to the End Time Church. Thanks so much for joining us. And Canada is just now unveiling a proposal to solve the conflict over Jerusalem. Really? Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Thanks for joining us. Jews and Judgment. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, of the International Forecaster. And we're going to be talking about, well, lots of things. If you have a question, a comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But right now, let's go to Bob Chapman. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, okay. I think so.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, this has been an exciting week, and looks like we're going to have exciting times, you know, coming up now is simply the whole world financial system begins to come toppling down. Now, of course, apparently they bought a fair amount of time. They come up with approximately $1 trillion. We are going to bail out Greece. The United States is going to put money into bailing out little Greece over there. And the European countries are going to put money into bailing out Greece so that the people over there can, The people don't want to give up their, you know, all their benefits, don't want to have to work, don't want to have to give up their pensions and their health care benefits and all of these things. And they're threatening simply to tear down Greece unless they get what they want. And yet, on the other hand, the only way Greece is going to be able to get the money and keep from defaulting is, if they do begin to put in the austerity measures. What do you think is going to happen with Greece? Do you think Greece will actually try to get a balanced budget, or do you think the people there are going to just keep demanding and demanding and demanding that they are entitled to all these wonderful socialist benefits, and won't that tend to bring down the whole system over there?
Well, I think part of what you say is true, but I think that their main complaint is that they were deceived by the government, who lied to them, the bankers who were course, Goldman Sachs, who was the leader of the lying rat pack, if you may. And so they do have, in part, an excuse, which is they didn't know what was going on. And I don't think anybody else did either, except the people within government, the banking community. And I think some of the people in the foreign countries that are in the Eurozone, I think they had to have known what was going on. But the people were disturbed because they kept were kept untold, everything's going to be fine, we're solvent, and so on and so forth. And so I don't know what Greek law is like, but I think that those participants should be in jail. And I think that would be a good start. And I don't think the Greek people, generally speaking, have any intention of paying back that money. And so I think the only avenue open to them is either total or partial bankruptcy. And perhaps maybe even something in the lines that we saw in Argentina, 1999 to 2001, 2002, when they paid 30 cents on the dollar, approximately, on the debt.
In other words, they just defaulted on the debt. But, Bob, this is the position the United States is in. We can never pay back all the debt that we have. As I said, the Social Security is bankrupt. Medicare is bankrupt. People are lending money to the United States, either to buy RT bonds or agency bonds. But there's no way the United States is ever going to be able to pay that money back. And people throughout the world are beginning to realize that. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, that's true. And I don't think any of the other nations are going to pay it back either. And I think what...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. The world is on the edge of a precipice. Go right ahead, Bob.
I think the elitists behind the scenes thought that they'd be able to bring this thing along over the next year and a half or two and have a meeting, and everybody would devalue and default simultaneously. And I think that's what they were shooting for, and that's what I've been talking about for months. And when Greece said, no, we're not going to do that, it threw everything upside down. And that forced the other members of the European Union, because they saw the dire strait that so many others were in, they came up with $1 trillion to keep the system going and keep other nations who are in serious trouble as well solvent. And you can't do that. There's not enough money to do that.
Well, they can just make the money. I mean, we're making the money out of nothing. The European banks can make the money out of nothing. It'll work for a time, but eventually, of course, then the money itself begins to lose value. Isn't that true?
It certainly is, and what they're doing will cause major inflation. When all is said and done here, I think you're going to find that what's going to happen is that the European Central Bank is going to assume the same powers as the Fed. In so doing, we'll have another giant TARP program. And, of course, the money won't be paid back. Because, you know, altogether, the six countries that are really broke, out of the 16 that are in the Eurozone, and then there's some others that could possibly have problems, a couple of more as well. And so that could wipe out the $1 trillion rather quickly. And then if you take the whole European Union, there's more than have trouble. So this is another delaying tactic. The U.S. stock market today was up some 400 points, but it's like someone who's drank too much. Tomorrow they're going to have a hangover. And in all probability, what will happen is that the market will start coming down. Interest rates will start moving back up again. They're not going to be able to control this thing. The actions of Greece is something that they just simply didn't plan upon.
Well, I think it's really very interesting, the reaction of the German people. They certainly voted against the administration, Mrs. Merkel, who's going along with this loan. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly as we look at what's happening politically, the people of Germany, at least in one of the provinces there, states, actually voted against the government of Mrs. Merkel, who's the premier of Germany, because she went along with taking German money to bail out the Greeks, and the German people are saying, why should we work hard, you know, and then suddenly we're going to give our money to Greece, you know, and then we're going to give it to all these other countries so that we can maintain this European Union and this European currency, and we don't want any of this. Germany can survive well on its own. Of course, they don't understand that the purpose of the internationalists is to use the European Union as a stepping stone to the world government, but certainly the German people are really very unhappy at that. They were very unhappy with the unification of establishing the European Union and then the European currency, and they lost a lot of the value of their life savings to build up the economy of all the other countries. And now, of course, they're going to put up a significant part of this $1 trillion, not only to save Greece, but to save all the other nations that have not been acting responsibly. And then, of course, we've seen in England, certainly there's no clear-cut winner in the recent elections, because everybody's very unhappy the way that the Labour government's been running the economy there. And England is not very far from a default on their loans either, is it?
No, they're not, and they refused to participate because they were in such terrible shape. And, you know, the whole thing is like the script was written by the Mad Hatter. These people in the forces of darkness, they don't get it. They think that they are the masters of the universe, and they're just like everybody else. They make mistakes. And radio programs like Stan's and others and the Internet are making their life miserable for them. And I think they're in serious trouble. And if we keep on running at them, we're going to beat them. And the thing is to have them and what they're doing exposed to the millions of people all over the world. So people say, well, we're not going to do that anymore. And the whole system comes down.
Well, I think it's so important that people really understand the way banks work is they create money out of nothing. I was reading something on Bear Stearns. Bear Stearns lent out for $41 for every $1 they had on deposit. And of course, when people kept coming back, and they really obviously they were taken down, people said, we want our money back. They didn't have the money. They'd lent out $41 for every $1 they really had in reserves. That's what the fractional reserve system is. And that's what all the banks are doing. They're creating money out of nothing. Tremendous prosperity. Money every place. And then when the whole house of cards begins coming down as it is today, why, of course, the whole monetary system collapses. People begin turning away from the fraudulent money towards gold, which is why gold is going up, and just Time Magazine is trying to convince us gold's a terrible investment, and saying why, you know, everybody's selling gold, the International Monetary Fund is selling gold, even China is selling gold, which is a flagrant lie. China is trying to accumulate gold because they want their society to survive, whereas America and our leaders seem to be intent upon the destroying the financial stability of our nation. Would you agree or disagree with that, Bob?
Oh, I certainly agree. I think the disappointing part of all of this is there's some very bright people out there, and when given the facts, they don't want to face them. They don't want to know that the serious problems exist, and they get into denial. And I got a letter today from someone who said, well, no matter what you do, they'll fix the elections. And I wrote him back and said, well, I hope you're wrong, but if you are right, you better be prepared to fight in the streets. And that's what this is all going to come down to.
Well, they do rig the elections. I remember in the 2004 election between Bush and Kerry, there was one precinct in Ohio with 800 registered voters and 1,200 votes for George Bush. And, of course, John Kerry, being in on the scam, didn't challenge the results of the fraudulent elections in Ohio. A number of, at least two Republican officials went to prison for rigging the votes there, and you never heard one mention of this in the controlled media. Well, Bob, certainly, what's going to happen, you know, as far as certainly, you know, what's going on here in the United States? And certainly, we saw this massive plunge in the stock market last Thursday. Do you have any idea what brought that on? And certainly, some people say, well, somebody had a fat thumb and they pressed B instead of M, and that's why the market dropped 1,000 points, you know. But nobody can figure out why that happened. And I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Obviously, they know what happened. I mean, you don't get something dropping 1,000 points just for no reason at all. I think it was all manipulated. What do you think?
I agree. And I think the government was behind it. And I think they wanted to show Congress that you had better leave the Federal Reserve alone, or we're going to take this market way down and destroy you. And, you know, my answer to that is, well, let them do it. Go right ahead and do it. And then we'll tell the people in court what they've done. And in this case, you're talking treason. And so we'll relieve them of their wealth and hang them.
Well, I thought it was so interesting. The market drops 1,000 points and then comes back to close just down 300 points. It's up 400 points today. It's obvious this is being manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets, and anybody who doesn't believe that this is an organization, an official organization that manipulates the market to their benefit, and suddenly go up on the Internet and look up the Working Group on Financial Markets of the Plunge Protection Team. Fortunately, you have the Internet, or most people have access to the Internet, and you can find out this is really true. This is an official government organization. Its job, manipulate the stock market and play the suckers. Go ahead, Bob.
Right, and they've been losing the American public for many, many years. And it's about time it came to an end. The exposure of what the Federal Reserve is really about, which is stealing. And if we don't do that, we're doomed. And we're being told that if you try to stop it, we're going to destroy you and the country. And you know, in a situation like that, you got to tell them, take your best shot.
Well, I think it's so interesting that they're saying, well, we've got to get this new financial reform bill through, you know. We just don't want any more crises like this. And what's the solution? It's to give more power to the Federal Reserve System, which is owned by the very central, owned by the large banks that created the fallout in 2008. In other words, we're giving the people who created the problem more power, not to solve the problem, but to create more problems and to enrich themselves. And now the Federal Reserve will control almost every financial or significant financial entity in the United States. Why would we give the people who created the problem more power? I mean, you said what we ought to do is take their power away from them.
Well, it's because the people don't understand. Congress doesn't care. They're all paid off. And so that's just the way it is. And that's why I keep on saying you've got to vote them all out in November except for Ron Paul. And if the public doesn't do that, the game's over. There is no other avenue.
Well, I think that's really interesting. There are a lot of good people running for office, probably more than I've ever seen before, certainly there in Utah. Why, Senator Bennett was thrown out in the caucus. The Republicans won't back him. He will not be allowed to then run for the Republican seat in the Senate. And after, three or four terms there, why the Republicans there in the state of Utah said, we don't trust you anymore. You betrayed us for the last time. And because they have a caucus, they can do that in that state. And I think there's going to be a lot of the Republicans and a lot of the Democrats who are going to get voted out this year, and I certainly hope so. Well, Bob, certainly,
I was on the radio about 2 months ago. I came on after he did, and I just ripped him up and down, and this is in Salt Lake, and I can't but help but think that had something to do with it. And you know, in California, the two Republican candidates, one is generally funded by Goldman Sachs and the other by the Council on Foreign Relations.
Now, you're speaking now for governor or for the Senate?
Governor.
Okay, yeah, okay. I mean, they're both liberals, you know. Certainly one may be a little bit more conservative than the other, but certainly, you know, Whitman and Poisner are certainly both establishment candidates, and we really don't have, we do have a Constitution Party candidate, but that she'll be running, hopefully, in the November election. And, you know, it's, do you want to be shot or do you want to be hung? They're not very good choices either way. And then, of course, in November, while they'll be running against Jerry Brown, even though I don't like him, at least he's a very intelligent man. He may be a hard-line socialist, but he's a good administrator.
Well, that's true. And I know Jerry. And he's a very strange guy. But given the choices, those two and he, I'd vote for him.
You really would.
Certainly... not a very good choice, but that's all I got.
Right. And looking back on his father, Pat Brown, and then on Jerry Brown, I mean, I didn't like him, but I know people who were in the Senate at the time, and he was an excellent administrator, a brilliant guy, did a good job in Oakland. What a crazy world we live in when you've got a left-wing Democrat who may be far more fiscally responsible than the two Republicans are running at the present time. Well, Sydney, our guest today is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to, hear from you if you have a question for Bob. But we are entering very, very difficult financial times. The whole paper structure of the world is beginning to come down. People are beginning to lose confidence in paper money. And that's what it's all built on. It's a confidence game. Well, Bob, I understand you're doing a lot of radio all across the country, and you're getting a lot of big coverage, not only in this country, but throughout the world. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. I was on again today on...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Help finance the people in Greece who have done everything wrong, refused to act responsibly, but the United States is putting up a significant part of that $1 trillion. The thing is that nobody will tell, at least so far, but haven't been able to find out how much we're going to be putting out. Do you have any idea how much we're going to put out to rescue Greece and the other countries of Europe?
$54.6 billion.
And where is the money coming from? I mean, are they going to tax the American people, or are they just going to make the money out of thin air?
Make the money out of thin air.
Well, because
they'll do that, and then they'll buy the U.S. Treasuries with it.
Right.
And we'll extend inflation, and everybody in Europe and everybody in the world, because everybody who belongs to the IMF is going to pay part of this. It's like a tax on everybody else to resurrect essentially six countries. And it's not going to work.
But of course it's
they
not.
They know it's not going to work. They know their game is over. They're just hoping they can get a war, a big war going, so they don't get hung.
Well, of course, you know, certainly England has had some very real problems as far as their debt. But then so do a number of states here in the United States. Certainly California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, certainly I believe Florida. All of these countries, you have tremendous debts and not enough money to pay on their bonds, certainly, or to redeem their bonds or redeem their pension funds. So we're going to have the same financial problems they're having in Greece, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And those kind of riots will come to America. Now, how long will it take? Probably after the first of the year. And next year is going to be something else. And, of course, those kinds of actions in America and England and Germany and in countries that are paying for this, too, they're going to riot as well. They don't want to give that money to people who they say shouldn't have it. So you're going to have a lot of trouble. That means interest rates are going to go higher. It means the stock market's going to go down. The continuation of the demise of the property market. And then major unemployment. Unemployment's 22.38% right now. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And so the embers, the catalyst, are all there. And America, prepare for it.
Well, I thought
that's where this whole thing is headed.
I thought it was so interesting this week. They told us, employment is up. A lot more people are working. Of course, then unemployment went from 9.7 to 9.9%. But look at all the new jobs we created, and the reason that unemployment went from 9.7 to 9.9%, that's U2 unemployment, of course, was because of the more people now are looking for jobs. So that's why the unemployment rate's going up. And I was saying to myself, do they really think the American people are that dumb that they're going to believe that? We're telling us we got all these new jobs, but the unemployment rate's going up. because more people are looking for work. Well, anyway, I guess it doesn't really matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, the common people will believe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, Bob, the price of gold has been moving up very nicely. It was up to, about $1,200 an ounce today?
Right, and it's going to hit a new high. It could have done better today, but it was held back by supposedly this good news, which is highly inflationary, but it was held back by the U.S. government for the day. But that's okay. We closed at $1,200.80, and that is higher than the former high of It's $17.10 below its former high. But I think it'll break it. I think we'll immediately go to 1300 and maybe higher.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. What you're seeing is the destruction of our monetary system, and as Alan Greenspan said in his book, The Age of Turbulence, no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency, and that's exactly what Alan Greenspan and his trilateral friends and his banking friends did. They knew exactly what they're doing, and of course they're transferring our wealth to other countries, but they're destroying the value of the life savings of the American people, and when they wake up to this, well, I'm afraid it's going to be too late for most people. We'll be back. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We're talking about what's going on. Something I was just reading in the paper that American banks, we're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, certainly Citicorp, Morgan Stanley and the others, there are about six or seven major banks, they hold about $1 trillion in loans, government loans from the various countries over there in Europe. And, of course, they're dependent upon, everything's dependent upon people paying back their debts. But what happens when countries stop paying back their debts? What happens when corporations stop paying back their debts? What happens when people stop paying on their mortgages? At that point, the whole system begins to crumble, doesn't it?
It sure does, and that's a way to bring them down. And they made the fatal mistake in finality, this connectivity, which they needed to get their world government and World Bank and things like that. And it's become a fatal flaw. And I think what the people of the world should all do is say, no, we're not going to pay. All of you go bankrupt. And that'll end it. I mean, we won't have to fight them anymore. The system will collapse, and each country will have to remake their own system.
It was a very interesting program on 60 Minutes Sunday night, and it was just about all the people who had homes, and of course the mortgages on the homes were higher than the home was worth. And a lot of the people, many of them could even afford to make the payments, but I said they're going behind $6,000 or $7,000 a month because the home is dropping that much in value every month, and they're still making a payment of $3,000 a month on the home. Many of them are just simply walking away from their loans and telling the banks they can have the house. But then what are the banks going to do with all of those homes? And certainly more and more homes are sitting empty. A lot of them, of course, the banks aren't even bothered if they're closing on. They don't know what to do with them. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, Bob, would you like to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get a free copy of the International Forecaster, perhaps subscribe to it, and get the telephone number out for our listeners?
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. And we publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And we also have a hard copy, which goes out twice a month to those who do not have internet. And you can get a free introductory copy by going to our site. That address is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. If you have a question and you want to ask, we'll answer you. That address is bob@intforecaster.com, bob@intforecaster.com. And if you'd like to subscribe or get a copy, you can call toll-free to the number I'm going to give you. And there's a special deal being made on the forecaster that you might consider. And that toll-free number is 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
All right. Well, certainly the gold stocks have been doing fairly well over the last couple of months, haven't they?
Yes, they have. We've had a number of newsletter writers, number one, who have been saying for the last 3 years that gold's going to go down, which it hasn't. And the same group says that when the market goes down, gold will go down. And recently the market went down and gold did not go down. And that's because we don't have similar circumstances as to what we had two and a half years ago when we had deleveraging, mostly by hedge funds. Today, the only leverage in that gold-silver area, whether it's in the shares or in bullion, is with hedge funds who are no longer using 100-to-1 ratio on loans. They're using somewhere between 10 and 40, and most of them are using 10 times their underlying assets. And so there's not much deleveraging to be done, and very few of them are long the shares. Some of them are long gold and silver bullion. Some of them are short, and some of them are short the shares. In fact, I just sent a missive out last Thursday on one company where I know the shorts are about 1 million shares, and I think they're going to have to cover, which will make that shares of that company go up. So I think that the gold shares have proven that they're not going to get lambasted and go down with the market. And so the game has changed. And again, these other pundits are wrong again. And so I think it looks like fairly clear sailing from here on out.
Well, I think it's very interesting that some of the large hedge funds, though, is really, I think John Paulson, as I remember, was actually, of course, beginning to put his money into gold. He thought gold was going to make a very good move, recruiting other people to put their money into gold. Certainly we know that China is accumulating gold, as is Russia, and I believe India and Brazil. These countries are accumulating gold because they realize, of course, that the whole fraudulent paper monetary system is going to come down. And yet the IMF is supposedly selling gold. That doesn't make any sense. Why would the IMF sell gold when it's going to go up in value?
Well, to suppress the price, because they're basing their future on the suppression of gold, because they believe that if the public finds out, because gold is going up, that there's a problem, then that'll ruin their game. But they've been pushing this thing for so long, and now mainstream media is picking up on the fact that gold and silver have been manipulated, and there are professionals who are going to take advantage of that. And they're going to do that by going long gold and silver, and I think you're seeing it happen already. And when some people within the professional ranks in gold and silver are coming out and saying, well, the LBMA, which is like the comics in London, and the comics don't have the gold that they say they have, and the leverage to assets is 100 to 1, we get a serious problem. And I think what's going to happen in the final analysis is that those exchanges are going to have to shut down if they can't make delivery.
In other words, these people have sold gold that they don't have, and when people want the gold, why, they're in real trouble. What about silver? My understanding is that J.P. Morgan Chase has been actually shorting silver for a long time. They have a lot more silver shorts sold that actually exists, you know, in all the markets of the world. And now they're getting investigated by the SEC for this. You mentioned this afternoon that J.P. Morgan Chase is covering their shorts positions.
Right, or they're attempting to. That's why last week they drove the price down 2 days in a row, and they did cover 1,000. But I think the whole short position on net on silver is about 54,000 contracts. And they control about 43%, and HSBC probably controls about 20 or 25%. So that's more than half between the two of them. And they're racing to try to cover their shorts before either the Justice Department brings criminal charges or the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, a government agency, is bringing civil charges as well. So this whole thing is going to get exposed.
And of course,
the testimony is already there.
And at that point, then, the price of silver will go up on its own, you anticipate?
Yes, absolutely. And the same thing's going to happen to gold, because the same players are doing the same thing. And so I think that within 6 months, maybe a lot sooner, that the control of the gold and silver markets by the cartel, which is headed by the U.S. government, is going to fall apart. And where should gold be selling? Well, we're not talking about $1,200. Official inflation since 1980 at $850 gold is $2,400 an ounce in round figures. What is real inflation since then? $7,050 an ounce to almost $7,500 an ounce. So we're looking at some giant moves coming here, and silver will have been pulled right along with it. And so we're looking at the greatest bull market in history. And it's been going on now for 11 years, and I certainly know that because all of our subscribers who can invest are in gold and silver bullion, coins, shares, all of them, some of them, but they're in there.
Okay, well, let's go to Steve calling from Santa Monica. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing fine. Have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I've got a quick question for Bob. Bob, where do you see silver in the future? And where is silver really, like, truly supposed to be at? Not 1850, I know that.
Well, if gold was the official rate of $2,400 an ounce, I would think that silver would be $50 to $75 an ounce. And if you go to the $7,000 gold figure, you might be looking at $200 or $300 an ounce. I mean, that's the dynamics of this thing. They're enormous, although we don't know at the upper levels what the real reaction to silver is going to be, because it's primarily a industrial metal, and that's what it has become. It's highly used, and whether it'll get to those levels, I don't know, but the possibilities exist. Gold's a different story. We know where gold's going, because once the government is not rigging it anymore, we know it's going much, much higher. I think silver will follow, but I'm not sure. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay.
It's going to be high.
Okay, Steve, does that answer?
How high.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I got another question. What do you see? Would you think Switzerland would be an alternative going to, like, going to a new country, or do you think America is better off right now than other places?
Well, I think that there's a lot of places that are not going to have the problems that America has. Countries that are relatively solvent, you know, they got debt, but not the kind of debt overburden that the European countries and the United States have. I mean, even Canada, for all its political shortcomings, is not in the dire straits that America is in, or Greece. Neither is Mexico, for that matter. And neither is Brazil, although I think they're going to have a lot of inflation. Even with the earthquake, I think Chile will do quite well. And I think there's going to be some surprises in Australia, because I think the amount of base metals and other minerals that they're selling to the Chinese and others, I think that demand will fall off, and to a, perhaps a great extent. And their property market is still overpriced in Australia, and I think it's going to come down because interest rates keep on going up. On the other hand, China has a stock market that's way overpriced. And worse yet, they have a property market that's going to crash, and it's going to look like the United States. So there are places to go to, and no one's going to get out of this easy. But some countries are going to do better than others.
That's true.
Okay, find anything else, Steve, before we let you go?
Yeah, and I think that a lot of young people are just realizing the intrinsic values of gold and silver and its benefits, because the prices will never drop, the value will never ever go to absolute zero, and also it's good to our health, you know, gold, colloidal gold and silver and copper as well. And I think people should do some research on the metals and why they're so valuable, and I think you guys are doing a great job just telling the positive sides to that.
Well, and Steve, thanks very much, and please try to get other people, other young people, listening to our programs. That's what we need. We need to reach the people all across America, and you're going to have to help us do it, okay?
All right. God bless you, Dr.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, our guest is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly we find that as the dollar, of course, because people are actually fleeing to the dollar because of the uncertainty in Europe, and, of course, that's driving the price of the or the cost of the dollar higher. And with that, of course, it makes our goods much less competitive in Europe and other countries. The more valuable our dollar, the more expensive our products are, and of course, that will really have an impact on our exports, won't it, Bob?
It certainly will, and wait until the second quarter figures are in, and you'll see a very large increase in the balance of payments deficit. It's been going up because of the higher dollar, and now we've had a full quarter in the second quarter where it's been trading between 83 and 84 and a half on the USDX, and I think you're going to see substantial differences.
All right, Sydney, I agree with you. I think that they're very real problems, and our job, of course, is to try to reach people and get them to understand what's going on. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, what do you see as far as inflation is concerned? Certainly, you know, the price of oil staying pretty well at a level. What's happening as far as the real inflation rate as far as the cost of food is concerned and the other essentials of life?
Well, I think the things that we use every day, the inflation rate's about 10%. Overall, I think the rate is about 8%. The government says it's 2.5% to 3%. I think it's going to 14% this year. And if I'm right, official inflation will go to 5.5%. I think that next year, those figures will be considerably higher. How high, I don't know yet. And I just think we're moving towards real inflationary problems and maybe even hyperinflation. And at the same time, we're going to have growing unemployment. And boy, is that a terrible double whammy. And so... You people out there, you got to put in freeze-dried and dehydrated food in case you lose your job, have a way to filter water, and be able to defend your family. This is not going to be easy. It's going to be very nasty. In some places, it won't be too bad at all, and others will be horrible.
Well, let's go to Lloyd, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Lloyd. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a question for Bob. First of all, we do enjoy the newsletter and listening to the show, so thank you. My question is, do you see a benchmark on the price of the metals, especially gold, where there's some kind of an intervention from the government that may prohibit the sale, where the price could be whatever, but selling it could create, you could have all kinds of issues trying to sell it. I mean, if you were just trying to sell, not actually trade or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a two-way market will exist as long as there's communication. If government says, well, you can't trade those anymore, that'll be stupid because you'll have a black market that you won't believe. And then what will happen is people will want to stop taking dollars and start taking gold.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Lloyd calling from Spokane wanting an answer. And so, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I'm a great believer in 90%.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how heart and body exercise.